I did.
What kind of games?
Fun ones, of course. Do you like Mario Kart?
Christopher frowned.
I don't know.
He grinned.
You'll like it. Trust me.
Games later, Natalie said. Dinner first. And can we let our guests move inside the front door, please? Cammy, Christopher, go wash your hands. Dinner is almost ready.
Okay,
Cammy said, heading upstairs, Christopher trailing behind her. Eugene followed Natalie down the hall and into a nice, spacious kitchen. He'd expected all white, not the dark wood cabinets and white counters, complemented perfectly by the decor. Definitely a modern farmhouse vibe. What would you like to drink? She asked. We have wine, beer, tea, or soft drinks. And water, of course.
I'll have an iced tea.
He didn't want to drink alcohol around the kids. Besides, he wanted to be clear-headed when he worked with them on games. While she fixed him a drink, he took a look around the open area. It was perfectly styled, and yet didn't feel like he had to watch everywhere he stepped or sat. It felt comfortable, like you could take your shoes off and relax.
I can tell an interior designer lives here.
She stiffened as she handed him the tea.
You think it's stuffy?
No, I think it's perfectly designed for a family. It's thoughtful. Oversized island with appropriate stools for both adults and kids. I'll bet the kids love sitting there.
Visibly relaxing, she smiled at him. They do. They help me whenever I bake. It's a huge mess, but we always have so much fun. He could envision her standing at the island, laughing with her kids while they make cookies together.
That sounds awesome.
It really is.
The huge sofa is made for cuddling up with your kids, too. I imagine you do that on movie nights.
She tilted her head to observe him. Actually, we read there together every night before bed. But yes, there are plenty of movie and popcorn nights. He nodded.
My family always did Friday night movie nights when we were kids. With pizza, of course.
Of course. The sounds of pounding footsteps let him know the kids were coming back.
Mommy, look,
Cammy said, holding her palms out for inspection.
Clean hands.
Me too,
Christopher said, mimicking his sister. That's a very good job. Let's set the table so we can eat. He also liked that Natalie let the kids help set the table, something he'd been taught to do at an early age. It had always made him feel important, like his mom trusted him not to break the dishes or stab himself with a fork. And if the fork was on the wrong side of the plate, no one cared. Apparently, Natalie didn't either. Eugene sure as hell didn't. Getting kids involved was the important thing. Appropriate table settings could come at a later time.